The complexity of creating these experiences is still pretty high. So the barrier to entry, it is still reasonably high. And like to do a lot of the stuff we do, and a lot of things as you walk around, you need a really strong computer network engineer who can manage that. You need experts in a lot of pre-existing software, and different software where previous jobs wouldn't have required that you do all of those. So sometimes you need multiple people. You need designers, and then you need people who understand the experience of it, because we have an audience who's never really been here before. So we have, in film, we have a super literate audience who recognizes all the symbols and can follow what's happening. Here we have to train an audience. What are the affordances in VR? What's going to happen to you when you put on the goggles? What are you supposed to do? You know, all of those things. So we have an audience that has to be trained. We have a lot of technical complexity. And I think the other thing is we do not have an established marketplace.
Well, what about the content?
Absolutely. We need to be developing, and that's a lot of what you're seeing here. You have artists who have to develop content specifically for the form. And I think you see really interesting impulses here. You see things like Giant, which are sort of independent, right? They're self-contained, a self-contained story world. You have what we've done with Leviathan, or what Lucasfilms is doing with the Star Wars, where you say, okay, here's an existing story world that you can know in another way, but we can give you new or richer experiences in it. You have to develop the content, and like I was saying, at the marketplace, you have to find a way. How is Giant going to... If Giant was an independent film, we'd know what that marketplace... they'd know who to talk to, how to sell it, and we as an audience would know where to go to see it. But these things are... We're just building those capabilities here, so... We're starting to see people actually develop tools that are designed for this, not just old tools that we have duct taped together. So,
and the thing that seems to be true here at Sundance, you look all around, there's VR everywhere.
Yeah.
There's not a promise of VR. There's no bet on VR. VR is actually coming.
Yeah, absolutely. VR is here. The number of artists that I talk to who are inspired by this and who see and I really want to tell different stories, I think there is absolutely no doubt that the Scorsese of VR is currently wandering around with her mind just dripping with ideas. And as these tools evolve, where more and more artists are going to be able to experiment with it, then it's not quite as intimidating. I think we'll start to see that.
But this almost feels, I don't know why, I just have this sense that this might change the way we view media and do media and the way we experience it and everything else.
I mean, and I realize, like I said, I'm kind of in this world, this is what I do, but I think it could be as important as the internet. If you think about how the internet changed, just who knows what, how rapidly you can know it, and what are the sort of channels... What channels do you have to have access to? How is information prevented from getting to you? And the internet just blew up a ton of old rules on that. And this model of interaction and the sort of digital access to anything in the world, I've been hearing from really big brains around here, not mine, but other really big brains, that this really produces this really flat environment in which you can have access to information in a different way, visual information, but also people, like instantaneously and in really different visceral ways. So yeah, I think it has tremendous potential, and we are definitely in that wild west of its beginning.